Anna Walsh, bartender, is here. How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Anna Walsh has just scooped the coveted title of World Class Irish Bartender of the Year 2015. That's something that... Now, you do cocktails and all that, but you don't like mixology, or being a mixologist. You're a bartender.
We're bartenders, yeah.
Okay.
We won't say the mixologist word.
How long have you been tending bar?
I've been tending bar well over 10 years now.
And whereabouts do you tend bar?
At the moment, a little bar called MVP.
Right.
On the Harold's Cross Bridge.
Yeah.
So we set the bar up last summer. It was like a little old pub.
Okay.
Three of us set it up. We all had a cocktail background. And our thing was we wanted to bring high-end drinks.
Okay.
To like a local bar, just to make it more accessible.
Cocktails have become really cool again.
Okay,
I'm just thinking Mad Men, obviously.
Yeah.
But there's so many different cocktails. Why has it become so cool again? What is it? Is it the hipsters?
The hipsters, maybe. It's the food scene. Because the food scene has been exploding and then the drink scene has run off that. It's kind of the same thing, really, you know?
So you're designing cocktails for food?
Yes, for food too.
That's different.
I think it's more about like having a couple of drinks, but having a couple of really nice drinks with some food as opposed to
just getting
too many. Exactly, yes.
Isn't that what craft beer has done as well?
It has.
It's sort of brought in that you can just sit there, you can have a pint, you can just enjoy it over, 30, 40, 50 minutes, as long as you want.
Exactly.
And the same with the cocktail, you can just sip. You don't have to hammer back 12.
No.
Yeah. It's a better way.
It's about experiencing new flavours as well.
Yeah, and if there's fruit in it as well, it's good for you.
It is.
Now you've won this title, World Class Irish Bartender of the Year 2015, and I was just looking at the stuff you had. You had to do a written exam.
We did. Yeah.
So what did they ask you?
Well, it was a 40 question exam on history and production of. So it's Diageo Reserve products. So there's 13 in the range of whiskies, rum, vodka, gins. So we had to know these 13 inside out.
Okay, and then is there a blindfold taste thing as well?
The first challenge, we had to go on stage and there was three glasses unlabeled in front of them.
Yeah.
We had to nose them and say what they were.
Yeah, nose them.
Nose them.
Nose them.
Them.
I knows what that one is. Okay, you got to nose them. How many people enter the competition?
I think it started about 8 months ago and there were several heats. I think there was around just under 100 altogether.
Right, okay.
And that was whittled down. We all entered online. Then there was in-bar judging stages. And then the final six, which was last Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that was intense. But it was a lot of fun.
It's like MasterChef for bartenders.
It is. It is a little bit, yeah.
It's actually more exciting than MasterChef because there's a lot going on as well. And you have an amazing trophy. We'll take a picture of that. It looks like the World Cup, doesn't it?
It does
we'll
look
get
like
a picture
we,
of that
we've
later
had,
on.
We've had several jokes about that.
Yeah.
Quite heavy, actually.
What do you need to be the best bartender? Like, to be a cocktail maker, do you just need a bit of creativity?
And imagination. I tend to I've always had a pretty vivid imagination. I was always quite a creative child. So I've just put that into making drinks.
Right.
And I'll come up with a story in my head or a memory and I'll take that memory and make it, or feelings, and make it into a drink and put it in a glass.
We're going to, just like in the great tradition of cocktail bars, we're going to take a bit of music. It'll be playing in the background and you're going to mix us up a cocktail. And when we get back after Neo, we'll have a very special. This is going to be our own cocktail, isn't it?
Excellent. Amazing.
Okay. Anna Walsh is now starting to mix. Cocktail time after Neo.
Turn the lights off in this place, and she shines just like a star. And I swear I know her face, I just don't know who you are. Turn the music up in here, I still hear her loud and clear, like she's right there in my ear, telling me that she wants to own me, to control me.
I just can't stop.
tie on my tongue. She's the sweetest taste of sin. The more I get, the more I want. She wants to own me. Come closer.
Yes, we are here with Anna Walsh, bartender. Not any old bartender. The world-class Irish bartender of the year, 2015. We went straight to the top for this. And Anna works in MVP in Clanbrassil Street. And during now you were there, you just made me a nice little cocktail. So what's in it? What's in it?
So this is one that we had a mystery round in the competition. We were given a box of ingredients and we had to come up with a drink on the spot.
Right.
So I've muddled some fresh chilli and I've shaken with some honey, some lime juice, fresh orange, Grand Marnier, which is like a cognac-based orange liqueur, and some Talisker single malt whiskey to give it a nice kick of smoke.
Okay. And you've given me a gentleman's straw.
A gentleman's straw, of course.
And it's in a mug.
In a mug.
Okay. There you go. I'll lean across again. So it's a gentleman's. So this is specially made. Here we go. Oh, the chilli. You can get the chilli all right, yeah. I like the gentleman's straw.
The gentleman's straw.
And I'm getting... Yeah, the honey's in there. Oh, the chilli is in there. The orange is in there. I'm getting that as well. Well, that's good. That's good. So that's ours now, isn't it?
It is. It's for you.
No, you've done a little 2FM thing on the top as well. So that's ours. We're going to actually get a picture of that. We're going to tweet a picture of that so people can see it. And I think we might... We'll see if we have any suggestions for a name.
For names. We need a name for it.
We need a name for that. So it'll be especially for the drive-by listener. You can create a name for this. In fact, I'm told we have tickets to go see C-Sessions, which is coming up in a couple of weeks' time, for the best cocktail name. Because cocktail names are a bit crazy, aren't they?
Yes.
They're meant to be a little bit crazy.
And once you have the name, we'll put the drink on the menu. At MVP.
There you go.
With the name.
And you have to do a little 2FM piece of orange every time
you do. Every time.
Love it. Okay, we're going to put that up on Twitter. Anna Walsh has just made me that fantastic cocktail. For more, you can go down to MVP Pub in Clanbrassil Street. And just to say that Anna has won the title of World Class Irish Bartender of the Year 2015. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Start tweeting or texting 51552. We need to name a cocktail.